Well, I could not be more honored, more grateful than I am today. Today is my kickoff podcast, Collie Talks Transformative Conversations, and I have the most amazing guest with me today, Jason Kristoff. And yes, I know everyone knows who he is, but I could not be more honored, as I personally have had Jason guide and coach me through the self-sabotage course, as well as in the course, things that we did for those 2 1-hours with Jason that I did have changed my life 180. So, as a formal introduction, I know most of you know Jason, and how could you not? He's everywhere right now, as he should be, because he's brilliant, he's a freedom fighter. And he is changing the lives of so many people. So I'm just going to read a little bio here on Jason because he deserves this. Jason Kristoff runs an international psychological reprogramming institute where he educates on the topics of mind control, behavior modification, psychological manipulation, propaganda, and brainwashing. This information allows each graduate to review their own internal programming, which may be holding them back from expressing their full potential in life. If a graduate discovers that they carry self-destructive and self-abusive behaviors in their subconscious mind's pathway, reprogramming options are explained and provided. With this knowledge, graduates of Jason's program have the capability to review the subconscious behaviors of their patients, clients, etc., and reprogram in a similar fashion. And I can attest to all of that. So, welcome, Jason.
Well, thanks, Collie. I mean, thank God we could switch just to audio because I'm blushing a little bit. That was a very flattering introduction.
Well deserved.
Thank you.
It's so well deserved. So, Jason, what motivated you to work in this field of psychological reprogramming and self-sabotage?
Well, I think the basis of the motivation goes, it's sort of like a self-centered, almost selfish motivation. And I know I can't have a good life when everybody else is sort of under this psychological programming that produces results that are sort of anti-life and anti-success. So although I can reprogram myself with ease, even though for many years I was in that very messy zone, I can't, no one can walk down the street as a true success when they're surrounded by people that basically are hurting themselves. Some are in the wheelchairs. They're not born like that. Some people are dying prematurely. They're not born to die prematurely. I see children in wheelchairs. I see crippled children, crippled adults, premature death, people that are overweight, accelerated disease, financial destitution. And it doesn't have to be like that. And no one can really have a good life unless everybody knows, a couple simple rules. And I think every leader that has ever got off their couch and put themselves out there is probably motivated by the same thing as saying we could do better. And it's very hard for me as an individual to enjoy my life if everybody else is struggling. And if they were struggling because of natural forces, it would be acceptable. But today, the struggling is completely unnatural. The systems that surround us, from the education system to the medical system to the media system, they're all designed to make our lives worse. So we're under an unnatural attack. Most of the struggles, if not all, that we face today that are causing the sort of death spiral, we're sort of circling the drain as a society. All the systems that cause that are unnatural. So I decided to get up and basically try and help people. And the motivation was clear. I mean, for the first 15 years, I didn't make any real headway financially or otherwise. And so now, because everybody seems to know almost on a spiritual level that now is the time, It's time to get rid of the lies. And people are starting to have these great garage sale of lies, but they're starting in their own house to start. They're getting rid of the lies that they're living in their own personal existences, which is really where this sort of battle is won or lost. It's won or lost in our own lives. All these systems are bigger than us. They're more well-funded. They're hard to penetrate, but it's not hard to get into our own kitchen and get into our own lives and start tinkering around and make our lives better sort of one day at a time, which is what I teach right now. So the motivation was always about, how good can we be? Can we be, can we accomplish more than we're accomplishing now? I gave a very firm yes, so I would go out and try and do my part. That's my motivation.
Awesome. And so with that in mind, what fascinates you about psychological reprogramming?
Well, what fascinates me more than anything is what this reprogramming can get people to do. And I use these videos all the time. And it boggles the minds of the audience that humans can be controlled in this manner. And a lot of times, psychological sort of hypnosis or mind control, it's usually tabled like with a stage hypnotist. And then the audience members or whoever's up on the stage does some pretty wild stuff. But this is the same technology we can use in our own life to mind control ourselves, to hypnotize ourselves. And we can hypnotize ourselves into almost anything that's good. It just unfortunately, Kali, today that the way this mind control brainwashing propaganda machine is being used today, it's all about disempowering the public. Instead of making them mind control or hypnotized to pursue healthy food, the same technology is used to make people pursue junk food and or basically anything that hurts the potential of the human family is what's being promoted by this mind control system. So it fascinates me how quick someone can be put under mind control. I have many examples I use at my public presentations, which are there to baffle and sort of drop the jaws of the audience members about how quick this can be done. So the fascination is if you can put people under mind control to do, very weird and sometimes self-destructive things, and it only takes a couple minutes, can we use the same technology to turn people around on a dime, stop their addiction, trick them into eating organic food, trick them into going to the gym on a regular basis, which is proven that this technology has the ability to do. So that's what fascinates me is that we can turn everything around on a dime if we were just to dedicate to these very simple principles. And you don't have to be a stage hypnotist to do this. You don't have to be a military CIA expert in propaganda to accomplish this. I mean, I know how to do this. I use it in my own life. I teach the simple techniques to my students, and I even teach it for free on my newsletter called The Christoph Report, because I think it's that important that, yes, I got programs, but if you don't want to do the programs, I think it's important to still give out the information little drip at a time so people can have better lives. Their better lives make my life way better, and that's the satisfaction I get from it.
Exactly. Wow. It's wonderful. I can attest to all of that, what you have just spoken about, because it did change my life completely. So now, with what have, been some of your most powerful experiences during this journey of psychological reprogram that has been transformative, Jason, in your own life and continue to be useful?
Oh, like what have I done to change my
Yeah,
life? Is
what have
that it?
been some of your most powerful experiences during your own journey?
Yeah, well, I've had a lot of downs. So I've been, because of the programming that I talk about all the time, like the media programs people to be disempowered, it did the same to me. I thought as I got older that all the fun, if I wanted to have the most fun, I had to drink alcohol, find some bad company, do some cocaine like Scarface. Like I was basically taking my personality from the media.
Right.
So when you do that, and it's designed to do that, I mean, that's why the TV is in your house, is to give you various characters to play in your life, all of them negative, and you're going to think it's freedom that you get to pick between all these negative characters. So I picked sort of the Joe Cool, a cutesy guy with the sports car, drinking on the weekends, doing some cocaine, owning a business. And it was a very powerful impact on me because that actually made me suicidal.
Oh,
So I
wow.
was doing everything that the TV said to do if I wanted to be a successful and happy person. And I was doing everything, you know, I do steroids, that big muscles, I'd have the nice car, I'd be drinking the nice champagne in the hot tub at the nice nightclub. And it was just an absolute disaster. I was getting more suicidal and more suicidal and more dysfunctional and more sick and more aches and pains and more massive pain syndromes, like almost ripping through my body, like getting hit by lightning. And the programming was hard to break because it was so prolific in the media that it would just try it from different angles. I'd try the same character on from different angles, and no matter what I tried, it never worked. And then I said, well, if it's not working, why don't you sort of try the opposite? And then as soon as I started basically getting rid of the poisonous assaults that the TV told me was my best life,
Right.
then and only then that my best life started to manifest right in front of my eyes. And it was so quick. And I did that sort of mind controlling myself, sort of in my own head. Repetitive content leads the way in mind control.
Right.
And I didn't know anything about mind control when I was breaking my own programming, but I would just start listening to a lot of repetitive content that was positive, like say Tony Robbins, Anthony Robbins,
Right.
and I would listen to a lot of repetitive positive content about health, and this can trick the mind. I mean, I don't want to get explain it how that works, but repetitive content really leads the way in regards to what you do say and think. So I just started surrounding myself with different content. My brain got tricked that we made sort of a tribal migration, and then I was in a healthy tribe, in a really wealthy tribe in my mind or my subconscious mind pathway, which protects me in this, you know, in this repetitive way. It seeks out the repetitive content
Right.
and then forces you to live it out in sort of an invisible way. You don't even really know what's going on, but to fit in with the Anthony Robbins tribe, I mean, this part of the brain doesn't know that it's on the radio. I listened to Anthony Robbins on CD over and over and over again. I would listen to Paul Check on YouTube over and over and over again. In this subconscious mind pathway that wishes us love and protection and security, it doesn't know that the tribe's kind of fake, like the Anthony Robbins tribes in the radio or, you know, in the CD player.
Right.
And the Paul Check tribe is on YouTube. It doesn't really exist. But the subconscious mind pathway is this invisible part of the mind that we don't know, sort of, it's inside our nervous system. It loves us and it wants us to be safe by making us bond with the herd. And it assumes that the most repetitive content reflects the bigger herd where you are at the moment. And then once it establishes the repetitive content and identifies the bigger herd, it actually forces you, sort of like a cut healing. You don't have any say in it, it's invisible. But this part of the brain, once it kind of has bitten in through the repetitive content and sort of pseudo established what the bigger tribe is doing, saying, and thinking, it forces you to mimic, emulate, and mirror that content. So I didn't really know any of that explanation that I just gave you right now.
Right, yeah.
But I was engulfed in it anyway. I was just surrounding myself with new info. It was positive. And then, sort of like in the Anthony Robbins tribe that was manufactured, I manufactured it through the repetitive content I was listening to. In the Anthony Robbins tribe, sort of poverty wasn't a good way to be safe because my subconscious thought the tribe was a bit more affluent. And in Paul Chek's tribe, which again was manufactured out of YouTube, repetitive YouTube videos, inside the Paul Chek tribe, my subconscious mind established that it wasn't safe to be unhealthy in this new, abundant, and healthy tribe. So the subconscious mind did what it's designed to do, brought me into greener pastures. That's what it does. It just will drag you toward the invisible content that you expose yourself to. And it just happens automatically. It happens invisibly. It happens every single day. This part of the mind is a loving part of the mind, just trying to make you safe. So I don't know what your question was, Kali, but that's what I did. This was like the big impact in my life, just being a mess, re repeating the content of the TV, which they said would make me happy, but it never made me happy. And then I just decided to try something else. And then I would just keep going back and forth, trying to find new influences. And I'd use every sort of result I get in my life as sort of a guidepost of, am I on the right track? Am I not on the right track? Should I turn left? Should I turn right? And eventually I didn't find the promised land, but I tell you, I found a way of living that's 1,000 times better than doing steroids, cocaine, drinking, and hanging around bad company. And my life has changed so much since I used to be this sort of, this messy guy in a bar in Cornwall, Ontario, just in the last year, from dedicating to healthy living principles and healthy leadership principles. And been doing this a long time now. But just in the past year, I spoke at the Romanian Palace of the Parliament on
Awesome.
behavior modification. I spoke at the US Senate with
Yes.
Senator Ron Johnson. And I also spoke at the EU Parliament in Brussels, Belgium, on these same topics, because everybody was sort of interested in making their lives better and sort of gu guiding the political machine through the lens of mind control, and see where the governments were using mind control against the people, and they wanted to investigate how they could maybe use mind control to help the people as well.
Wow, I've been following everything, and it truly is an amazing journey that you have been on and are on. And that was, one of my next questions was, what keeps motivating you to continue expanding this field more and more, right? So, yeah,
Yeah,
I
the motivation is because, I mean, oddly enough, we have the biggest problems that I've ever seen in my lifetime right now. But I also see the biggest pushback or the biggest awakening by the people, where they're actually at this point in time, they're ready to ask the question, how are we getting tricked into basically volunteering for our worst lives?
Right.
And once someone's courageous and brave enough to ask that question, the teacher will appear. And what's also odd is I'm maybe one of a million people in the world right now really talking about this. It has many labels: mind control, brainwashing, propaganda, psychological manipulation, behavior modification, fifth generation warfare. Take your pick. There's a million people like me out there right now saying, okay, thank you for asking the question. You want to know how you're getting tricked to stand in line and maybe hurt yourself, hurt your own kid. You're eating poison, you're drinking poison, you're injecting poison, you're watching poison on Netflix, and then you're also wondering why your life is so in a spiral. For the first time in history or in my lifetime, people are admitting that they're not happy with the status quo, and also saying, I seem powerless to stop these poisons. So please explain to me why I know these things are bad and why I can't stop it. And
Right.
then someone like me arrives and does a simple half hour, 45 minute presentation. They get it right away and they really understand that base concept that the repetitive content of your environment makes you. It makes what you think about. It makes what you dream about at night. It makes what you talk about. And if you're surrounded by like Netflix and negative Nellies, what I call the itty bitty shitty committee,
Yeah.
whether that's in person or online, and you're just negative, 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 you will have a negative life, not because you want negative, but because that's the way your body is designed to operate.
Right.
And so you really have to control the repetitive content of your environment if you want to control your life. And I see it every day, and it's more magical and more weird than anybody. At first, you just sort of follow the principles and get where you need to go. But there are other levels of it. Like, I'll be honest with you. We went out on la this is the first time I'm going to tell this story.
Oh, great. I hope.
So
Please
we
do.
went out, myself and two other manifestors. So people that really believe that we're sort of walking antenna and that sort of our thoughts create things. And if you're positive, good things will come to you. It's sort of like The Secret.
Right.
But so the dinner was only me and two other manifestors. And there was a fourth person invited too, but the manifestor said, no, we don't know them. We just want this, me, these two girls and myself. So we went out and I didn't know what the rules of the manifest evening were, but they said, all we can do is talk about like this is 5 years from tonight, and everybody's already accomplished their goals.
Okay.
That's the only conversations we can have. So basically, let's say I'll give you an example. We were at a very nice resort having it was a private gated community. We're having a beautiful dinner at the restaurant at the gated community. And the houses in the gated community are like from $3 million to $7 million. And there's one right on the cliff that I want. So I would say, yeah, you don't have to drive me home tonight. I'm just going to go to my mansion on the cliff. You're free to sleep over. All the conversations were like that.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Okay. And within 10 days, I had about $200,000 come my way.
Oh, wow. I love
Right.
it.
200 that I were ne was never expecting. I wasn't trying to, generate it. It just came to me completely in an effortless way. So the thing is about positive repetition, positive imprints, positive images. You sort of the more you dive into it, like a lot of people don't even have positive imagery in their own home. They'll go buy something at Walmart and they'll say, I like the colors. They'll hang it in their house when really there's other ways to do this. There's literally sort of a form of positive magic, not a bad thing, where you put up like an empowering picture, you listen to beautiful, empowering music, you have empowering goals, you do empowering, beautiful work, and it really changes your life. And
Absolutely.
my
Yes.
life was really bad before because, yeah, I would watch movies, a Scarface, and I'd watch all these. What they would say were comedies, but everybody in the comedy was struggling. Like Seinfeld, no one's really affluent. No one's got a family. No one's got a boyfriend or girlfriend. They have a long series of broken relationships or even friends I would watch, and no
Right.
one's really making anything of themselves. And it doesn't see this stuff matters. This is what they're not telling us is that our body is a machine. Our nervous system is part of the machine and it loves us and it wants us to fit in with the bigger herd so we're safer. And then it'll manufacture our behavior from the repetitive content. So if we expose ourselves to negative repetitive content continually, our nervous system says, okay, well, the tribe is petty. It's overweight. It's a little addictive. It's got no discipline. It's got no self-confidence. Everything's a disaster. Everything's a nightmare. Now, once the nervous system establishes that as the safer and bigger herd, even if money comes your way, or a good woman comes your way, or a good man comes your way, it's contradictory to that base programming.
Right.
And you'll reject it.
Garbage
That's
in,
the,
garbage out, right?
yeah, absolutely. So a lot of people, a lot of people don't understand that if you're con like if you live in, say, you live in a like a real life poverty-stricken tribe, well, it's not only that you're going to pick up the repetitive content of being poverty-stricken, is that's the group you got to bond with. But if a like if it's, let's say it's a like it's a female growing up in a poverty-stricken tribe, and that's where she finds safety. Everything's got to be poverty-stricken. It's got to be struggle-based. They're always in misery. Well, then if, imagine a nice, beautiful, very wealthy man sees her at the vegetable market, and he approaches, but he doesn't even have like her regular perfume. He's calm. He's wealthy. He's organized. He's not miserable. When he comes in, the perfume doesn't jive with her vibrational perfume, if you get what I mean.
Oh,
He's not
yeah.
flying her family flag of chaos, crisis, and turmoil.
Right.
So
Well, I can
she,
attest to it because that's exactly what you worked with me on was,
yeah.
my whole situation around chaos. If I didn't have chaos flying at me, I wasn't safe.
Right.
You know,
So,
and that totally changed now with you, what you did with the program I went through with you, the self-sabotage program and those two coaching sessions. So I can attest to all this. This is so powerful, Jason. It's like I said in the intro, I'm so grateful to you. So keep going. Sorry.
yeah, absolutely. And it's good for females to, I mean, especially females, because both genders are getting taken advantage of today with this programming. But it's important to know that, say if a woman is always, so let's say this guy, this rich guy comes back at the vegetable market, there's a good chance the woman's gonna reject him. And
Right.
then as he goes away and climbs into his Mercedes, because all rich people are bad in movies, look at the Titanic, look at the Equalizer. They're always saying the wealthy people are evil people. And then she's down at the bar where all the turmoil is, and a guy approaches her. He's high as a kite. He's got a tattoo on the back of his neck. He's unemployed. He's smoking a cigarette. Now, that guy has the perfume that she's used to.
Right.
Right. So you, and then she's like, why am I always picking the wrong men? Is because this part of the brain is very essential knowledge for everybody. I don't care if you just want a good husband or a good wife, you want a good job. Your repetitive content of your childhood, in addition to the repetitive content of your media, will set your table for life if you
Wow.
don't consciously interfere. So if your parents are workaholics, you're very prone to be a workaholic. If your dad was an alcoholic, you're very prone to be an alcoholic. And if you're not an alcoholic, you're probably prone to abuse yourself in other ways, because self-abuse was the overarching pattern.
Right.
It doesn't have to be alcoholism. The son of an alcoholic could be a cocaine addict, because again, to fit in with the tribe, you got to be messy. You got to be self-abusive. You don't necessarily have to pick the same self-abusive modality as your parents, but there's no healthy programming there. So don't expect it to come out of nowhere. And then that person who lived in an alcoholic or addicted tribe, they try to go to the gym, they can never hold it, and they wonder why they join Planet Fitness and then Fit for Less, and they join and they quit, and they join and they quit, and they join and they quit, is because it's a threat to the old
Right.
tribe. You can't be healthy in an addicted tribe, because then you're alone. They're going to attack you. It's not safe. This part of the brain that makes you fit in with the group is a safety protocol.
Well, you must have seen lots of that when you were in Cornwall as the owner of a gym.
Absolutely. I mean, we almost counted on it on a regular basis for all these people to come in. And again, no one's really born like this. Like if you're watching Netflix, your natural tendencies to be better, to be inventive and innovative, they're going to be incinerated. They're going to go up in flames because everything on Netflix is about the quick fix, the quick high, the quick gratification. And this sort of thing has a huge impact on where the person's going to find their safety. And again, it's a good place to start, but there are other, I mean, going to the gym is a good place to start, but a lot of times discipline and empowerment, or I'm going to do it this time, it won't work. It has no real bearing up against the strength of your original programming from your family and the media. So again, this is what I teach. They're simple modalities. I teach them for free if you want to come on my email system. But the thing is, before you go to the gym, you got to start working on your programming because if you're from a misery-based tribe, coming in happy and in shape and eating organic food, you're going to be in an adversarial position to the tribe, which means the nervous system won't do it because it means you're not safe.
That makes a lot of sense when people start their membership in January, right?
Right.
It's the
And I remember this one girl I knew too. She brought home this guy, and he loved the girl, and she brings him home for Thanksgiving. And he brings like an organic turkey to the house. And they don't, they're the kind of people, we don't eat vegetables. We don't eat organic, right? They're all smoking and drinking. He's in shape. He's got a nicer car than the dad. So he's sort of, the dad is upset. And nothing's going right because it's sort of a conflict between the programming. So even though this man would have taken care of the daughter to the nth degree, put her on easy street and given the woman an easy life, no one voted for that man at Thanksgiving. Everybody's like, I don't really like him because this is the power of programming. It's based on safety. It's not based on logic.
Amazing. I
The
know.
logic, oh, go ahead,
No, I
Scott.
was just sorry. I was just going to say maybe you can go into the that of which you know about the castle, right? You know, the walking over the drawbridge type of thing
Yeah, I
with
mean,
regard. Yeah.
you mean in terms of what? In terms of.
Well, you know, I remember so clearly that it just, you know, and that's why it just popped up when you mentioned that about. You know, you live in a castle, right? When you're born, it's not a real castle, but let's just say it perceived to be. And then you attempt to leave, to go over the drawbridge, to build your own. And this is when you're talking about this girl bringing home this man, and nobody, and everybody's. I can visualize it. It's like, oh my God, who is he? Get him out of here, right? Because it's a reflection of everything they're not, and they don't want that.
Right. And basically, again, no one, it depends on your environment. But the beauty of it is you can control your environment. The female's family were believing that this was all coincidence, that they were messy and poverty stricken and a little rude, a little rough around the edges. They're thinking this was all happenstance. But if you look at their Netflix viewing every night, Shameless and narco movies, everything's violent, everything's rough, everything's crisis filled, criminals and cops, criminals and cops. They're just living out their programming. So this wealthy man in good shape had no addictions. The female that brought him home for Thanksgiving is devastated, and she's letting her neurology get the better of her. Now she's not feeling safe. She's not thinking logically. So she dumps this man and picks a lesser suitor who comes home, and everybody likes this guy because he's unemployed. He's smoking cigarettes. He's doing bongs with them, doing shotgun beers. And this man is the man that this lady eventually married. He's a deadbeat. He doesn't support the children. He doesn't even work. She's doing the work of two humans in the house. And they like him anyway because he has the perfume that they're used to.
Right.
And this is the very dangerous part about programming, is that we can get used to anything. And again, the beauty is that's the same beautiful thing. We can get used to anything.
Well, that's
So
what
if,
it also go ahead.
well, and if we would just expose ourselves to something positive, we can also get used to that.
Right. And that's what you were mentioning with regards to, Tony Robbins and Paul Check, because I know you did, I mean, you have the background of from Paul Check, right? With regards to the coaching as
Yes.
well. And I had a program designed too when I was living in Nelson, BC by a practitioner from Check. And that was like, it's still, I still work that program. It is so amazing. And so those role models that you had, were so, consistent and but you had to do the work, right, Jason? I mean, you had to continue to listen, you had to go to the gym, you had to continue to eat the good food, you had to do all that. It didn't just happen. I mean, you now are a mentor, like these others have been a mentor to you. You are a mentor to so many, including myself. But it is down to that. It is a
Yeah,
matter of continual, right?
what you got, yes, I did all the work, but it's still intimidating because, I do walk the streets. I know I'm in the smaller group. I'm an abundant male, abundant white male, healthy and wealthy, wise and empowered. Now, I wasn't always like that. I was a
Right.
complete opposite of that at one time.
Right.
So what we have to get used to, it's really easy to do what I did, as long as you're comfortable being uncomfortable.
Right.
Because the nervous system, my nervous system is the same as everybody else's. I see the world, I'm in the minority. Minority sort of herd ownership or herd affiliation generates nervous impulses in my neurological system. My nervous system is always saying, Jason, you're in the top 5% in the world. That's pretty small. It makes you vulnerable to attack. Be afraid, be afraid, be afraid. And my nervous system's always yelling at me, Jason, it would be safer if you had coffee. You would fit in with more people. More people are safe. It'd be safer if you drank alcohol. It'd be safer if you were a little bit, you're 54 years old. Don't look as good. Don't be in much a good shape. You have to fit in with people. People who are 54 don't look like you. So make sure you fit in. The nervous system is always yelling at me to get back to the bottom of the crab bucket.
Wow.
And many times, that pressure is what gets people. I mean, the average person who say what the average person who wins the lottery, Collie, 90% of them are more broke 5 years later than before they won the lotto.
Wow.
And it's because they got so used to their income, whatever it was, 40 grand, 50 grand, 60 grand, even 100 grand. But then when you give them, you don't have to work, like you give them that life where you don't even have to go to work, there's a nervous impulse in the system because today's different. Different is bad. You don't have a script for different. But you try to tell the nervous system winning $10 million is good, but the nervous system is like, how can it be good? I don't judge good and bad. I just judge safe and unsafe. And if I don't have a script, I'm really unsafe. So I went and did all that stuff, quit drinking. Caffeine is reduced like down to near zero. Cocaine is gone. Steroids are gone. And all the other things, the junk food, the quick stop-ins at McDonald's where you don't, you're starving to death. All that is gone, but it's easy to do, but I feel uncomfortable because I'm in the minority. And there's lots of times I'll be alone. Like sometimes I'll work 14 hours in a day and I don't
Right.
see one person all day. I might talk to someone on Zoom or something like that. It's lonely, but the thing about, like you said, leaving the castle, It's called the hero's journey, where you have to walk alone to know who you are, and so that the group pressure doesn't feel so strong. I'm okay by myself. In 2020, there's so much pressure to take the new medicine. And I said no, but I've always said no to that stuff, but the pressure was immense. But because I had experienced walking alone so much in my life, this is the tribe said, if you don't take the new medicine, we're going to cast you out. You're going to be alone and you're going to be vulnerable to attack. And I said, I've done that. That's okay. Right? I got experience there. So that's another benefit to going through this hero's journey is that, I mean, if the group's not doing anything that's logical and rational, because all they're doing is re repeating what the TV says, and you know it's not logical and not rational, not ethical, not moral. Like, if you don't have the comfort of knowing you can walk alone, you'll actually go toward the herd, even if they're running off the cliff. And you see a lot of pack animals do this, like buffalo. They'll run right off a cliff and kill themselves just because the person in the buffalo in front of them is doing it. So again, don't be afraid to be alone, because your addiction to group approval can lead you into some very dangerous situations in this day and age.
Oh, yeah, well, this is why I live out on an acreage by myself. And enjoy every moment of it. But I've noticed a lot of time, well, not a lot, but there are times on your Facebook and in our group, which I belong to through the self-sabotage, you do get attacked. I mean, I saw you getting attacked yesterday with regards to a certain picture that was shown, and I'm like, wow. It is amazing to me that people will come out of nowhere and spend time doing that when they could be doing what you're doing, what I'm doing, what so many of your people in the group and clients and students have done. It just is such, I just it boggles my mind that people have time to waste on something like that.
But if you understand, sort of, but that's what they're used to.
Oh,
This is what I'm
exactly.
trying
Is
to say. They're
yeah,
used
it
to conflict. And someone like that, they're just picking a fight for the sake of picking a fight. But if you go back to their childhood, it was probably how their mom interacted with their dad and vice versa. And that they only were taught to interact and get attention through chaos, conflict, and poking.
Right.
So you can just tell the psychological profile. You can see how an adult acts in their adulthood. And then if it's dysfunctional, you automatically know there's some trace of the media in there, some trace of the family programming, and you can just tell it was super dysfunctional.
Right. Oh,
And
yeah, for sure.
that's why it's important too. So it's not like you're taking pity on them, or, I mean, there's a
No.
tolerance point where I just block them. But the point is, it's important for us to learn this information so that we can look at our own behaviors. I'll give you another. You got time for another
Oh,
example?
absolutely. Please do. Yes, because the listeners need this very much so.
There was this lady that came to me. And she finally found someone who she liked. She was married, but she was always interested in men outside the marriage. And she
Right.
didn't know why, because the other person was sort of her dream man. But what we did is, we have a questionnaire, self-sabotage coaches, which is again a sort of institute that I run. I teach people to do this. And inside her questionnaire, it was shown that the father was sort of never home.
Okay.
So she had a man in the house, but what was her repetitive content?
Oh, yeah. To go
That the
outside.
well, no, but the husband's not home. She didn't see him as a husband. She saw him as a threat to the program.
Oh,
The
interesting.
male that's in her life when she was in the first 20 years, he was absent. So the safety would be, the repetitive protocol equates to safety, regardless if it's safe or not.
Right. Okay.
So her repetitive programming was the man who you want is not in the home, because she wanted the dad to always come home, but he was never there.
Oh, wow.
So
So,
she
wow.
right. So she
Wow.
couldn't even see the husband as the husband in the home. And then she would start fights and start fights and start fights. He would leave the home, and this is where she when she felt the most comfortable.
Well, this
And,
leads to affairs, right?
right. This is what
Possibly.
would lead to affair. Eventually, the man left because he couldn't understand her behavior. And then she realized that she had recreated her family childhood home in her new home, where there was no secure father figure, no secure husband.
Oh, this is going to be huge for so many listeners because I know of people going through that right now.
Right, exactly. And don't forget, the media do not help there,
No.
because of the what's called the bad moms effect, where all the movies are about sort of it's mindless. And I know a lot of females might not like this comment, but it's mindless. There's female empowerment, and then there's mindless female empowerment. Something like the movie Bad Moms is designed to be mindless female empowerment that just really sells the repetitive theme that you don't need a man, that you can do it on your own, and that you're going to be happier on your own. And alcohol is really intertwined in it. And they're not trying to make people better with that repetitive content. They're actually weaponizing the repetitive content to make people weaker, more
Right.
miserable, more addicted, simply because this is the ruling group organizing our media. And if you're in the position as a ruler, it is easier to rule disempowered, dysfunctional, diseased, and depressed people.
Oh, for sure.
Then that it's a very simple thing. So a lot of females today are getting pushed in this invisible way toward leaving their men, and men are under their own disempowerment programming, where men today don't take care of themselves. They're slovenly, they're childlike, and they're not leaders. They're certainly not leaders. So the natural female genetics is not attracted to them in the first place. So there's sort of programming on both sides. But if you understand the goal of the ruling group, and you can sort of understand what they're trying to do and what part of your neurological system they're trying to hack, always to make your life worse, you can sort of deflect it, like a Wonder Woman used to deflect the bullets with her magic bracelets. Linda Carter. That's how old
Exactly.
I am, Linda
Well,
Carter.
I'm a little older than you, so I totally get it.
Yeah,
Yeah.
for
Oh, it's
sure.
so true. I mean, I know of men that are, now back in their mother's basements. Come on, right?
Absolutely. But
Yeah.
it's, again, no one's born like that, but you
No.
can trick people. And no female is sort of born to raise kids on their own and struggle and drink and think that life's going to turn out fine. I mean, this doesn't have any logical. That's what self-sabotage is, I mean, you're
Right.
acting out things that have no logical or rational basis, hoping somehow that magic comes in. You're drinking every night. You don't have enough money. You're hoping things are going to work out. This is self-sabotage, not going to work out. So it means programming is driving the bus instead of logic or rational analysis.
Right. And so we're getting close here to your time is valuable, and I know you need to move on. You're so busy, but I was going to ask you with regard, I'm going to, lead into some of the programs you've got coming up and stuff, which is so exciting. But I want to know, Jason, how are you going to surpass your expectations? Like, how are you going to stretch beyond what you've, already done? And that's taking you. That has taken your, yourself to these new levels in your life and your calling, because this is your calling. I know this. This is your soul's calling. And so, how are you going to surpass all this? Because there is going to be a surpassing that's going to happen. I'm so excited.
Well, I'm excited too. It's on a pretty good trajectory right now,
Right.
but I find there's a structure to success, and I find there's some invisible forces involved that sort of manufacture your success based on how tight you hug what's called the right-hand path.
Okay.
So that's a path. The left-hand path is basically it's talked about a little bit in the Bible and other places too, other sort of ancient scripture. The left-hand path is the path of the child, the person who doesn't think long term, doesn't think of the tribe, thinks of themselves. They're a little bit immoral and not very ethical. So the right-hand path is the opposite of that. And I find if I want to exceed what I've done today, I got to hug, I got to figure out how to hug the right-hand path a little tighter. Maybe I'm off on my sleep a little bit. Maybe I could eat a little bit more organic food. Maybe my workouts could be a little bit more precise. Maybe I could be a little bit more kinder in my communication with the world. Maybe I could be a bit more loving. Maybe I could give a bit more service to the community. And now, since I'm doing this on a full-time basis, it's sort of like these very fractional improvements that bring me farther and farther up Success Mountain. And it's not like I'm involved here. I find it's almost like a partnership. I'll do my work, and then all of a sudden, this sort of invisible force throws this huge opportunity in front of you and says, okay, this person wants you on their podcast. This person wants to fly you to the UK to interview you in person. This is your first, you know, they're going to pay for your flight and your hotel just to have you at the podcast studio. So I just find the more you do the good work and walk the right-hand path, the more it's almost like this invisible circuitry of how our reality works is always going to do what it does. As long as I do what I do, it's going to keep saying, you're on the right path, Jason. Here's a bigger reward for you. Here's a bigger treat. It's almost like training an animal. It's th there's something in the fabric of this reality that's training me. Like a dog trainer trains a dog with dog treats, because the farther, like the more moral and more ethical I am, the better my life gets. And I see it as a pattern. So I'm not going to veer away from that pattern. I'm going to do my part. And I expect this machine, whatever this is, to do its part, because it hasn't failed me yet.
Right, it's alignment, right? You're complete, that's that alignment with, I call it like a, you've got your logical levels that lead from, the environment and capabilities and skills and values and beliefs, and then there's the identity, but then there's also who else am I connected to? And you are connected to community and your students and, and your higher power or God or, whatever you term it, but
Absolutely.
that's aligned. And when you're aligned, yes, then that link, that's like a transmission link. It's like a beam me up, Scotty type of thing, but you're connected. And so that is brought to you through you because of the fact you're doing it. And I mean, that's just wonderfully exciting for me because, like I say, you're my mentor and I'm so excited for your next. And speaking of your next, I know you have a documentary and a book coming out.
Yeah, we're working on the documentary and the book. The documentary is coming first, and it's going to be lots of fun. And again, these are just, it's all about serving the community, getting out a documentary that'll really blow people's minds right open about, and not about just to shock them, to kind of say, do you know this about your own brain? Do you know this about your own behavior? This is really interesting stuff. And if you're in a sort of a bad situation, you're a messy person, don't worry. I'm sort of only reacting. You're only working as designed, given all your inputs. Let's give you something different. Let's change your environment. Let's upregulate the repetitive content in a positive way. And let's get all this sort of inner neurology working in your favor. And no one's life is ever. It's only gotten better. Even if they just watch the documentary or even listen to this talk, it'll give them something to think about, that no matter how downtrodden they are right now, you can actually trick your own body to become better simply by changing the repetitive cueing of your environment. It's an absolute fact.
Yes, I agree. I mean, I have my little keychain here. I remember our session with regards to, you talking and, reflecting on it now, it's funny, but it wasn't then, but it hit me hardcore because it was so truthful about, I was an ambulance chaser. I was always chasing ambulances to rescue people. And so I got myself a keychain that reflects an ambulance, you know, red, beedoo, beedoo, like the sound of an ambulance. And, you know, it's an anchor. But you know what? It's simple, but it's so powerful because it worked.
Wow,
It
that's
worked,
amazing.
Jason. It worked. I have totally stopped rescuing. I have totally stopped chasing ambulances going, oh yeah, what would Jason say right now? Well, okay, Collie, there's an ambulance, but do you need to chase it? Do these people driving this, you know, vehicle not know where the heck they're going or, you know, what they're doing? How important did I think I needed to be to rescue people? Hello, but that was all patterning and childhood chaos. So, like I say, yeah, your stuff, your work, your brilliance of what you've gone through, your hero's journey has, you know, the trajectory for my life has changed because of it, and so many others. And with regards to your book, what's going on with that?
Well, we're writing that a chapter at a time. I think
Okay.
it's what was it going to be called? Kristoff's Guide to the Galaxy or
Oh, I love it.
something like
It's great.
that, where we just go over sort of the main topics of how the behavior is made inside the body. We don't make our own behavior like
Right.
making a recipe in a kitchen. It's made on our behalf. It's outside our control. And then not only is the hope given that the modalities to change it and control your own behavior will be tabled, but also the group at the top who totally screw people over 24 hours a day through the media releases and their government announcements, they're also going to be laid bare so that we can really stop humans from destroying themselves through their own hand, getting tricked to run after their own worst lives, or run east looking for a sunset, rearranging the furniture on the deck of the Titanic. I'm sure everybody's sick and tired of that in their own lives. It wrecks our society, and it's time to lay bare the the magicians behind the green curtain at Oz and the media and in government who basically maintain their power by destroying ours. And it's time this trickery be known to everybody so we can trick ourselves into better lives. And if someone's trying to use this same technology to make our life worse, well, if we know something about it, we can see it and say, hey, I see what you're doing. You're trying to trick me to smoke or drink or stay up late or eat bad food. I'm done with it. We're past that.
Exactly. And wow, I have to just say, well, how can I say it? Heartfelt gratitude and love to you, Jason. I mean, I can't thank you enough for all you've done for me, and it's rippling down into my family. My grandson now 16, we discussed him as well before, and now his, you know, he's 2 years into the physical fitness, nutrition. He eats like amazingly. He has his car. He has his own little business. I mean, these are not just because of me, but my daughter saw and her way of doing things, and now him. It's the program. You are amazing, and the program is brilliant in terms of what people can do through it and from it. And so, I want to thank you, Jason, so much from my heart to yours. And it's just been an honor. And I'm actually, in a way, weepy because I'm just so grateful for you doing this podcast. And so before we close, how can people reach you? Because you need, you know, I know people can just Google you, but what's the best way?
Well, thanks, Colleen. I'm really touched that I've helped your life like that, and that you're helping other people because, of course, that's the goal. And
Yes.
I really appreciate the work and your leadership. A lot of times, it's subtle. As leaders, it's subtle. They're gonna the people like your grandson's gonna basically mimic what you're doing. So it's really important. But if anybody wants to.
Oh, I'm going to interrupt you just here. Because of that, I just thought of the program you're doing that must be known to the listeners about youth, because my grandson's a perfect example here. You have a new program.
And I think it's just best. I mean, if the, I do have program, I mean, I teach the public only 4 times a year.
Right.
One time a year, I do an adult version and a youth version of an empowerment program because it's, slavery or a miserable life is all based on power. Power you
Right.
don't have, power that's natural in you that you gave to someone else, or you're destroying your own power because you're under the mind control, you're sort of eating, drinking, and injecting poison. But regardless of the programs that we have, I tell people, look, I'm going to teach you all this stuff for free. Just get on my email, my list at info. Just email me at info@jchristoff.com. That's a single initial J with a Christoph is Christ with an OFF on the end. You don't have to worry too much about the programs. You can do them if you want, because I'll advertise them sometimes, not all the time, in my newsletter. But the newsletter will teach people what's really going on, where their behavior is coming from, about the social engineering, where they want to go in 2 years, where they want to go in 5 years, how to protect yourself, how to protect your health, your kids, your money, your house. Everything like that is very, very important. So they can get on my newsletter for free. And then, if they want to do a paid program, I'm going to earn your trust. I tell people, don't do any of my programs till I earn your trust. And the only way for me to earn your trust is you get on the email system and see what I'm about. You'll see I deliver on time. I deliver very hard-hitting but easy to understand articles and videos, and they'll all make your life better. So, just come on for free and let's get going together as a team.
Absolutely, absolutely. And with that, thank you for, everything and more. And I'm so glad to be on your team.
I
So
love that you're on my team,
I am
Callie.
on your team, absolutely. And
Team world.
I can guarantee you this has been so valuable and will be for so many others. I'm just eternally grateful, Jason. Thank you. And so many heartfelt, messages coming to you through me for your continued just life success and wonderment with everything that's going to come your way, because I know it is. I can feel it.
Always a pleasure, Colleen. I'll
Oh, thank
do
you, Jason.
everything great with the energy you give me. I'll keep climbing.
All right. And I'm right behind you.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much, Jason. Take care.